This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of Steve Smith on apparently his own Facebook page, breaking down YouTube page. Sorry, Facebook, YouTube.
That's the podcast he does for Underdog with James Palmer, who used to be with the Niffle Network.
Oh, okay. Well, he was explaining or making excuses for Jalen Polk that it's not his fault, which
he
I find
defended him.
Steve Smith, a borderline Hall of Fame wide receiver, expert witness in the area. So we'll take it for what it's worth here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and joining us now, Ted Johnson.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing today?
We're doing great. What was your reaction to that audio? Because you mumbled something as it was playing off air, and I would like you to bring it on air.
What did I say? I think something to the effect that, it was his fault. Sorry, Steve, and I have a ton of respect for Steve Smith. I love the way he played the game, but... you know, and this is where you have to say with all due respect.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, with all due respect, right, Fitzy, that that you if you don't watch every single game, you know, like we do here, and you don't see for yourself up close and personal kind of what the player that, you know, that Steve is observing, and he was highlighting kind of routes from Jalen Polk. You can pick some plays here and there or games here and there and maybe make a case for why you don't think it's Jalen Polk's fault, but I would strongly disagree with Steve just watching the kid all season long. I didn't see anything from him that I saw in college. I love that offense in college. I thought it was an incredible offense to watch there at Washington. I saw none of what I saw in Washington from Jalen Polk this year. Not physical. Now, he's not a big guy, okay? But just because you're not a big guy doesn't mean you can't play physical. Getting pushed out of bounds. That is one of probably the toughest thing for a young wide receiver to adjust to is the physicality of the game. A lot of times in college, they don't play press man. They play soft zone coverage. And so they're not used to having guys put their hands on them. He was just not ready for the pro game. And what's concerns me the most about Jalen Polk, you guys, is I never saw him flash. Can you give me a, like, even if he has a down year, which he clearly was a terrible year. There's moments where you can say, but he flashed in this game where he had that one play. Give me a play. Flashed.
Does it have to be a game?
Yes. I'm sorry. Practice does not count. I'm sorry.
Can it be a play like or two?
A play from what? From training camp?
I got one from minicamp. He ended minicamp on a fade in the back corner of the end zone with the officials there, and he scored, and it was from Drake May, and everybody was excited.
In minicamp. They don't wear pads in minicamp, do they?
No, I think they had pads, don't they?
In minicamp?
I feel like in the June in minicamp, did they not have pads on?
No, they don't have pads on in minicamp.
Oh, don't be a wet blanket. He caught the ball in the corner of the end zone.
It's not your fault.
The point is, so you making plays in minicamp does not count.
Didn't he catch two touchdowns? Wasn't he wide open in the back of the end zone?
Yeah, from the 2-yard line. And it was a perfectly designed play that got him open. The rub route that got him
open.
But
he didn't trip.
Okay, fair point. I would just I would expect a lot more from a second round draft pick, than just that one play where it was designed to get him open.
Okay, well, so
so you guys,
I'm trying
to be different.
I'm trying to be well. So listen, Fitzy and I were just discussing the year 1, 2, 3, 4 year 9 jump, I believe, and the defensive capabilities of Rafi Devers, which I think is stupid.
This is his year.
Because if he breaks out this year, it's bad. It means he wasn't trying for like 8 years. So I think it's unrealistic to expect him to become a very good third. Year 2? Different story. Year 2 jump? Year 2 just wipe out rookie year because you were overwhelmed, you get off on a bad start, it's snowballed, whatever. I think there's a possibility that he is significantly better than what he put on the field last year. My one concern is they build him as plug and play. Like, they expected him to be NFL ready. They took that into consideration when they drafted him. They knew he didn't have as much upside as some other receivers, and there maybe wasn't as much room for growth and ceiling. They expected him to be plug and play ready. And as we saw, he was not plug and play ready.
No, that was the other guy that went to the Chargers.
Don't
McConkie.
Do it. Now we got to hear Fitz.
I was having a perfectly fine day.
Both of these guys are plug and play, but you know, let's go with the Washington kid.
Yeah.
Other than the Ladd McConkie, was he a Clemson kid? Yeah. So
Georgia. No, Ladd McConkie was Georgia. Yeah. I think I read the Patriots draft notes. It said makes too much sense. So they decided
Okay, let's do this. Look, quick side. I think the way they looked at it, and I haven't really had anybody tell me this, is they had Pop Douglas, and they thought they had a developing slot receiver. And I think they thought, for the betterment of the offense, a different style receiver could be more valuable without the redundancy and abilities to have.
So they just brought in a bad one as the different style.
When did I become the positive one on this effing show? I am not qualified for this.
I'm a little surprised by this.
All right, look, I'm currently on his NFL.com prospect page. This was the prospect grade and score that he got coming out of the combine in college.
This is Polk?
I love this.
Yes, Jalen Polk.
Okay.
His prospect grade, Andy, you want to take a guess?
What's the grading scale?
Yeah, I don't know their system.
Out of 100? It's out of 100, probably.
He got a 6.21. What that translated into was will eventually be average starter.
Oh, I don't like that. That doesn't sound like plug and play.
And Next Gen Stats gave him an 80. His athleticism score said he was the 16th best receiver. He was supposedly the 8th best receiver coming out in college. His 40-yard dash, Ted, 4.52, 10-yard split, 1.52.
Yeah.
Tested out fine. Like, it looked like he would be, a good-ish receiver.
Yeah, that's all fine and dandy. It's can the kid play football? And I think he had trouble lining up. There was a little tootie issues, little attitude issues.
There was definitely tootie issues, and there was definitely problems lining up, which I don't hate.
Tootie like the old jewelry store?
Tootie, as the kids say, like to say, he's got a little tootie. Did he get better? Did you see any growth? Did you see any development?
Why am I being interrogated here? Just because I stood up for
him. I'm throwing it out there.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm going to set a number. 41 receptions.
This year?
You're out of your mind.
For a career?
Oh, Dan. So,
again,
Dan.
Negativity, as Rick Pitino said, in this town and in this room sucks.
What did you see from last year that gives you confidence that he'll be a lot better this year?
Okay, you're going to laugh at me, and I deserve to be laughed at when I say this, but he wasn't awful on the practice field in June and July and August.
So what broke him?
The texters, most of this year's problem is coaching. We did hear, and I don't I don't even remember the guy's name.
That's most of the texture. So the textures agree with Steve Smith saying it wasn't his fault.
Yes. Yep. And who is Fitzy, Dan, somebody look this up, stats and information, whatever Rich Keefe calls it. Who was the wide receivers coach that everybody started throwing under the bus last year?
Oh, Tyler Hughes.
Yeah. I was going to say Tyler Huntley, but then I was like, no, that's not the right name.
No, Snoop Huntley, he went to the Pro Bowl.
Probably could have done a better job.
Two touchdowns and three picks. Yeah. No, this guy, Andy, the wide receivers coach last year might be a perfectly lovely gentleman, and I'd be happy to buy him a beer one day. He was coaching high school 2 years ago.
Okay, but you know who he coached a year before he got to the Patriots?
Who?
Jalen Polk at Washington. That is the former Washington wide receivers coach.
So you're saying and that guy got three receivers drafted, right?
Yeah, he did.
Adunze was awesome. The kid down in Tampa was awesome.
Yeah.
We got the one that wasn't.
McMillan was excellent.
Imagine that. They had three excellent NFL wide receivers.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, Jalen's going to get another shot this year.
He should.
Because he's a second rounder.
Well, he has to. Otherwise, he joins Taylor Price, Chad Jackson, Aaron Dobson, and everyone else in the Patriots' second round.
They all got multiple years. Yeah, Ted's right. Unless Vrabel just says, this guy can't play for me, which I doubt.
How's he going to know that?
Right.
Unless, being in the building for the last 2 months.
So he's going to get a shot. Now, he might not get the shots he had last year, because coming in last year with a wide-open, clean-slate wide receiver depth chart, wide-open, ironically, in terms of names, not on the field, if he had been good, he could have caught 100 balls, right? Like, it was not like he was stuck behind Moss and Welker. Oh, he's really good. He's just not going to get the opportunities.
Right.
If he had been good, he would have gotten a lot of catches.
This offense, absolutely.
Wait, last season?
Yes.
Yes.
This year.
I mean, Drake May was barely had enough time to get off 20 passes a game because the line was so GD bad.
But wait a minute. No. Kayshon Boutte made plays, didn't he?
He sure did, downfield.
He made plays downfield. He also had his fair share of dropsy doodles too, bud.
Okay, I know, but I'll even as the positive one in the room, I will go back to Ted's question. Name the highlights. Name the pops. Name the... When I say Jalen Polk, you say what in terms of...
Disappointing.
Yeah, that's my point. You don't have even a single play. He played last year, I mean, sparingly. I'm not going to pretend he was on the field all the time. Kayshon Boutte made plays. I can tell you the plays. I'm not going to say he's great. I don't even know if he's a starting caliber NFL wide receiver, Kayshon Boutte. But he made plays at times last year, right?
He did. At times, he sure did.
Actually, you know what, Andy? It's very interesting that this steers in the direction of Boutte. Don't. Because...
I'm sorry I said
that while you were sipping as well. I could have been a bad spit take.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. BluePlyBlinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But if you think about it, didn't Kayshawn Booty say that getting basically benched and DNP'd after not getting his foot in bounds against the Eagles in the opening game of 2023 caused a ripple effect that caused him to have his confidence rattled in 2023, and then he was unsure if he could play again? Then he gets a second chance in 2024, put in the work, said, "I'm never going back to that," and redeemed himself. So why can't Jalen Polk be this year's Kayshawn Booty and turn things around and show that he is a professional and worthy of being on an NFL roster?
You could totally be accurate in that assessment there, you know, Fitzy. I'm just basing it off of what I saw last year. I did not see a professional wide receiver anywhere inside the body of Jalen Polk. That's all. I didn't see anything that leads me to think that this guy will figure it out. Has potential. Just if some things went different, if he had some different coaching, that all of a sudden he's going to live up to that second round billing. I didn't see anything in that last year, so it'd just be blind faith and to suggest, hey, maybe. And I will tell you this, guys, and it is so true. It is so true. Going from your first year to your second year is like night and day. So maybe Jalen Polk will experience the same feeling I had going from my rookie year to my second year, like most people do. And he'll be okay. But there's nothing that I saw from him last year that gives me any kind of confidence that he's going to turn into the player that we want him to be and be worthy of that second-round pick.
So you do believe in the year two jump. You do believe massive, maybe the biggest jump you make in your career kind of thing. And you're right. There was nothing post-practice. Because I do agree, and you can ask our buddy tomorrow, Tom Curran, who joins us at 3:30 each and every Thursday. You can ask him. Because I know he and I agree on this. Polk wasn't terrible in the summer. He was a guy you're like, okay, he's building a little something. Probably more a possession receiver than anything else. Doesn't get great separation. Doesn't make huge plays. But capable.
Yeah, discount Amari Cooper.
Big discount. Real big discount. Going out of business, and there's only one more day we got the building, so it's like 90% discount.
Building 19, Amari Cooper, for the locals.
I think it's Ollie's now has replaced some of those. Ollie's down
you
my way.
Ocean State job lot, fine.
But you agree with it. He also was a second-round pick. That's what you'd be putting your faith in, that there was a disconnect, whether it's coaching, whether it's him. Maybe he was homesick. Maybe he hated being away from whatever. I don't know. But you'd be putting your stock in. He was a second-round pick, and the NFL deemed him. And I do think Patriots maybe drafted him a little higher than most.
According to most draft boards, they did.
But he was going to be drafted
in the second round somewhere.
Second round or early third at the latest.
At the latest, yeah.
So he's a talent. Like, he has NFL ability. Mm-hmm. You just need to get the NFL ability onto an NFL field, and we never saw that.
And I will say this, and Fitzy kind of touched on it, is the ability in this league is – You need ability. Just plain and simple. If you don't have the athletic ability, you don't have. But what keeps guys from having jobs and not having jobs is between the ears.
Yeah.
And that's in receivers more than anything. You talk about a confidence being such a fragile thing, right? And it is so doggone fragile. And so many guys go washed out of this league because they don't have the confidence to overcome their mistakes. Jalen Polk, you know what? He was, there were times when he didn't get open. There were times when he didn't get separation, and then when the ball would come to him, balls dropped.
Yep,
right in his hands, dropped. That's confidence. That's and Gerard got crushed for even suggesting that mentally maybe he wasn't where he needed to be with regards to the catching the ball, and he took offense to that. But it's the honest truth is that, especially with receivers, confidence, they got to feel like they are invincible and that they're the best out there. I didn't see that from him. I saw a guy that just didn't look like he was a confident, wide receiver in this league.
Which flew in the face of his words, because Fitzy, you remember, I believe he said, I have the best hands in the NFL, or something to that effect.
That was right after 19 different bizarre Instagram stories that just get, like, there was the one black sheep in the sea of all white sheep, and then there was, Ted, he got way too into his own head, got way into his feels, got way into his mentions, like, he just, if anybody needs a complete reset and flush coming out of last year that's him. A carryover, 100%, it's Jalen Polk, And also, guys, our pal Megan Onalini has a great piece at WEI.com right now where she spoke to a bunch of different, and I know how you feel about some of these guys, Andy. You're like a P1 of Footwork King and all these other Athletic Institute guys that put out the hype reels of.
You mean guys paid by the player said positive things about the player? That's the damnedest thing.
I knew that take was coming. Thank God I bet that you would say that, because at least I made money off
Maybe we should call their moms and dads next and see if they think they're good athletes.
Maybe you should call your mom. All right. All right, so she spoke to a couple folks that had worked with these guys, and also some that didn't have any affiliation with
like those
receivers. And the predominant thing was that Patriots focus too much on speed. They need to get back. They need bigger body guys. They need to get back to, quote, their type, the slot receiver, the third down back. They don't have any Shane Vereen types. There's no Edelman. There's no Amendola on this team. There's no Welker.
True that.
This is what's worked in Josh's offense. There's no big outside X. And also that Javon Baker, just as badly as Polk does, needs a reset because he has way too much physical talent to just be a complete flop, a one catch 12-yard dud like last year. And you know how hype I was on that. And, you know, I ate the L on that last year, but I refuse to believe that that guy is going to be a one catch wonder for his whole life.
It's just going to be, it could be a long season if we're just relying on hoping that these guys, Javon Baker, Jalen Polk, have massive improvements from last year to this year. If that's what we're going to do, I just think, look, I think the offensive line is going to be better. I think there's going to be better coaching at the wide receiver position, better coaching at the quarterback position. I don't know if it's going to be. I tend to worry based off of what I saw last year, not seeing either of those guys. I mean, Javon Baker could get on the field because he couldn't even line up, for crying out loud.
Correct.
So I don't even know if he can play, because I don't know if he can line up. And so, you know, ideally to me, guys, you add a wide receiver. To me, it's got to be via trade. I look at the free agents. I don't like any really of the free agents that are available. The ones that are available are probably going to get signed by the teams they're currently with, that being like a Stephon Diggs, T. Higgins, obviously. I'd be interested in maybe a Keenan Allen just because he's an older guy. I want an older kind of pros pro. He could maybe be available. I'd be interested in that. But otherwise, it's going to be get a trade, you know, and that's, to me, that's where Cooper Kupp comes in, and then you've got to draft another one. I would draft another one, you know, is as high as maybe the second or third round. And that's how you slowly try to build that room back up.
And that's where we're going to go next here on WEEI Afternoons, because I refuse to believe two things. I refuse to believe all of these guys stink and can't play in the NFL. All the Patriots wide receivers, the young guys, the Pop Douglas, the Booty, the Polk. I refuse to believe they all stink. But I also refuse to believe the team is just going to count on them getting better to be the focal point of the passing game and the wide receiver position. And if they bring somebody in, what's the domino effect? Does that make those guys better just by association, by coverage, by the way they're treated, all of that? So we're going to delve into that idea, but also look at who those guys are. Who can make Jalen Polk better? Who can help him be a veteran presence at wide receiver or a star presence at wide receiver? And we'll even look into our buddies in the afternoon, in the middays. Jones and Keefe had their wide receiver five-step preference list. We'll look at their lists and see if we agree with them, which one we like better, where our preferences lie. So the wide receiver position is in focus here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball is going to focus on his trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. Bruins and Team USA defenseman Charlie McAvoy remains hospitalized at Mass General Hospital with an infection in his right shoulder and a significant injury to his AC joint, the Bruins announced on Wednesday. His status for the NHL season, which restarts on Saturday, is still unclear, and he is considered to be week to week. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. As the Red Sox continue to navigate positional decisions across the lineup, here's what Red Sox designated hitter Masataka Yoshida had to say about his role on the team.
If it is to DH or if it is to play in outfield, I'm just giving my best, and I'm still here, on this team, so I'm just giving everything I got for this team.
The Celtics return to action tomorrow night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off for that one is at 7 p.m. And in football news, the Chargers will host the NFL's second regular season game in Brazil, the NFL announced earlier today, making the franchise the first to play on five different continents. The Chargers will face an opponent to be announced in Sao Paulo on Friday, February 5th, the day after the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. And the NFL informed teams today that the 2025 salary cap will range from $277 million to $281 million. That's an increase of anywhere between $22 and $26 million from last season. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.